Today, I want to talk about something most people never see clearly: the two faces of the ego. Most people only know one, but there are actually two, and they are complete opposites. The first one you know well. It's the ego that says, "Me? No way, I didn't do that. Well, that's not my fault." The defensive ego, the one that points outward, the one that loves to find someone else to blame. But you know the old truth. When you point one finger at someone, three fingers point right back at you. And something in you knows it. You feel the contraction. You feel the lie. But then there's a second phase, and almost no one talks about this one. It's what I call the sub-assertive ego. The ego that whispers, "Oh, I did it again. Oh my gosh, it must be my fault. I probably messed everything up." This is the underdog ego, the one that always turns the blame inward, even when you didn't do anything wrong. The ego that believes that taking responsibility means carrying guilt. But that's not maturity. That isn't clarity. That is old pain, old programming, a child's part that learned, "If I take the blame, everything will stay calm." But that's not responsibility. It's self-abandonment. And here's the deeper truth. Both forms are ego. Whether you blame others or you blame yourself, it's the same pattern in disguise. And neither one is who you truly are. Real clarity and real adulthood lives in a very simple sentence. Namely, if I make a mistake, I will own it. And if I didn't, I won't carry it. Without drama, without collapsing, without shame. Because shame and guilt are the heaviest, most destructive emotions that we can hold. They freeze growth, they silence truth, and they shrink the soul. And they don't belong to you. Healing begins when you stop protecting yourselves in ways that no longer protect you. And when you allow yourself to be honest, but not harsh. Clear. If this touches you, or if you know someone who always takes too much blame or nothing at all, share this episode with them. It might make their life a little lighter. And that's the Zinzu, my friend. See you next time. Bye-bye.